reasons why the planner visit with a customer is the number one customer contact for the entire year. Beyond the fact that you take the guy out of the ag cycle, beyond the fact that you make sure his crop is planted properly and your variety is going to work better all the way through the season, there's one big factor that very few people ever think about. And that is the planner visit will impact everything down the road to the rest of the season to a level that you never even thought about. I'm going to give you an example of what I'm talking about. This tremendous impact that comes about later in the season, which you never expected, but started at the planter. A few years ago, I got a call from a sales rep. And he said, I just lost one of my best customers. He'd had this customer for 4 or 5 years, and the guy just left him. The customer said, I had another sales rep who stopped in my yard to talk to me the other day from a different retail organization that sells the exact same products that you sell, the same varieties, the same technologies, everything's the same. And he talked to me for a while, and we went through the cropping plan I'd already done with you, and I found out I could save myself $80,000 on the same products and same technologies that I'm buying from you. And he said to the sales rep, he said, you know, I like you, I think your service is great, we've worked together 4 or 5 years, but $80,000 is $80,000. So the sales rep calls me up and says, what am I supposed to do? I can't drop my price like that. So I said to the sales rep, meet me for breakfast. So we met for breakfast and sat down. I talked with him about what he needed to do when he went to sell this farmer later that morning. So he went out to see the farmer, sat down at his desk in his office with the farmer having a cup of coffee, and he asked the farmer, he said, tell me again exactly what happened. The farmer said, well, I was in my yard one day and this rep from this other retail stops in and found out he sells the same products you sell, same technologies and everything. And he said, as he developed the plan for me, he could save me $80,000. He said, I really like you, but $80,000 is $80,000. So I told the sales rep at that point in time what to say. And he's gonna ask the farmer a question that he had no answer for. A question that nobody's ever asked him before. The sales rep said to the farmer, what am I worth to you? And I told him exactly how the farmer's gonna react. I said, he's gonna laugh and be nervous because he doesn't know what to say. So the farmer said, well, I don't know, not $80,000. Didn't know what to say. He didn't have an answer for the most important question there is. Is my sales rep bringing value and how much is it? So I told the sales rep how to react. I said, don't react when he says that, when he laughs. Just stay calm and say, okay. And he pulled out his yellow pad, sales rep pulled out his yellow pad and started writing. And on the pad, he asked the grower, he said, how many years have we been working together now? And the farmer said, well, this would have been our fifth year. This would have been our fifth year. And he said, okay. He said, what did I do the first year that I came out to work with you? Well, the farmer said, well, I remember that. You made a plant, you visited my planter. He said, yes, and what did we do with the planter that year? Well, I remember you adjusted some depth or something. Yes, we did. So the sales rep said, how thick were you planting your crop that year? Well, I said, probably 36,000 on my corn because that's what I always plant. So the sales rep wrote down 36,000 plants per acre. He said, what was your yield goal for that field? And this farmer said, well, I think it was about 200. He said, yes, it was 200 that year. He said, what did we do at the planter? What did I ask you to do? He said, well, I know when he got there, we changed the depth, but I don't remember exactly what happened. The sales rep says, I know what happened. I remember exactly what happened. When I got to your planter, you're planting an inch and a half deep. And we decided that the best thing for you to do was to change it to 2 inches. So you remember, Mr. Farmer, what happened when we did that? Well, I remember we got a better stand. No, not just a better stand. We changed our entire output of that entire, all your fields for the rest of that season. He said, out of 36,000 plants, you had 24,000 that gave you full ears at the inch and a half level. But you had 28,000 over here that gave you full ears when we changed it to 2 inches. 24,000 full production here, 28,000 gave you full production here. Now remember, he planted 36,000. But his living population at that time, after they all came up and everything, was actually 34,000. So based off of 34,000 and 200 bushels of the acre goal, he was going to get 5.8 bushels per thousand plants. That's what he's going to get. So if we gave him 4,000 more plants here, and let's just round this off to 6 bushels per thousand, that's 24 bushels to the acre more than he got on 1,000 acres of corn. He got 24,000 more bushel. And I said, the sales guy said, what did you sell your corn for that year? The guy said, well, about $5. $5 at 24,000 bushels, he got himself $120,000 extra. The sales rep said, looks to me like I made you $120,000 in a 10-minute stop. And here's the best part, Mr. Farmer. That wasn't just that year. We have now taken your bushel per thousand plants from 5.8 up to over 7. You gain that benefit every single year since we first got together for the last almost 5 years. So here's what I've done to you the first year, and you got that every single year. He said, you know what you need to do? You need to take that deal. Take the $80,000 deal. That's a heck of a deal. But I'm gone. I'm done. We're not working together anymore. And he got picked up his legal pad, turned around to walk out. And the farmer said, wait. He said, sometimes I forget the value you've been bringing me. I won't take the deal. When you make planter visits this year and every year, you need to keep track of what you do with growers. You need to keep track of the changes you make and what kind of progress the grower made with those changes. You need to keep track of what you did do and didn't do. You need to follow the 5-step form that we use to visit planters with. All the details on those forms, excuse me, to make sure that you're keeping track of this progress, because at some point in time, your grower may do what this farmer did to this sales rep. You may have to draw the line. Because what that farmer said was, despite all the things you brought to me over the years, you're worth zero. He said the sales rep was worth zero. And the sales rep drew the line and said, no, I'm not. I'm the only value you've been getting. You can get product any place you want. I'm the only value you're getting. So he drew the line and threatened to leave. That's what you need to have the ability to do. And you gain that by the first planter visit. And I'm going to tell you more about this strategy as we get down the road. I'm going to add on even more to this concept, this whole story, as we move on down the road. Today, I wanted to tell you about the values you're going to develop by being at the planter. And keep track of these kinds of values as you go along, because at some point in time, you may have to draw the line too. You don't have to. I don't want you to draw the line until you have to. So when you make a planter visit, it's the number one stop for many, many reasons. But the most important reason, at some point in time, you're going to have to justify your value to a grower. And that's just where it is right there. Happy selling. Get to those planters and do a great job. I'm Rod Ostis.
Succeeding in this business is about you. You and only you. That's why I'm going to take away your products. I'm going to take away your price, your programs, and all your technologies, and we're going to learn to sell without them. You don't need those things. There's only one reason why you succeed in this business, but that's because of you. So you can look at these and admire them all the time. I'm going to teach you how to win a war without a weapon. Because I believe if you learn how to fight a war without the advantage of having a weapon, it means you have to run, fight at night, hide sometimes, attack only when you have the advantage, that when I give you back your weapon, you'll win the war. And if I can teach you how to sell in this marketplace without a technology advantage, a product advantage, price advantage, or program advantage, that when I give you back your tools like that, Your sales will grow geometric because you'll understand true selling tactics, just like you'll understand true battle tactics in a war. That's the secret to succeeding. It's all about you.